everyone, welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you could join us again this week. Ooh, some big action. Our heroes were dining, and a big dragon says, I want to eat you guys up. And we're going to pick it up from there.
No.
Yeah, that's the Slingblade dragon. It's plus two against education.
Yeah.
You must taste like biscuits and gravy.
Some people call it a white dragon. I call it a mother of pearl dragon.
I think you should call an ambulance.
Some say the water is cold. I said the water is definitely cold.
Okay, Rodrigo, let's kick this into high gear. I know people have been waiting on the edge of their seats for weeks on this one.
Roll initiative.
Yeah. Isn't it closer to week?
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, did my initiative go up? It did.
Yeah, we haven't actually gotten into anything since we leveled up.
Yeah. Not only did it level up for half level, but I think you bumped your dex, so it should have actually
gone up twice. Gone
up two, yep.
So, score. Steven.
25.
Rob.
22.
What was that?
Pizza
it
Man.
It was a bing bong.
Brian.
9.
9?
9.
Ich habe nicht gefickt in Schreibmaschinen.
And
Flexer says 9.
25.
Okay. And I'm guessing 7 else has a higher dex.
Dexterity is 22.
Yeah, that's
holy
a higher dex.
Holy Zonga. I'm going to go with maybe.
Okay. So. Last time.
On Critical Hit.
On Critical Hit.
Beep.
Our friends.
Beep. Beep.
The
beep.
Half the Torkoal Tones had made it to the Bulwark of Fangs. They were greeted and then eventually shown to a hall for them to have dinner. This hall had a big kind of half dome around it.
But the Torkoal Tones went the other way. This is Ket and Torque.
Right. I'm sorry. Ket is the Ket is a
honorary. Torque and cousin Oliver.
Yeah. Yes.
Went to the Bulwark of Fangs.
I think of Ket as a Torkoal Tone the same way I think of what's
He-Man.
His name? Yes.
As a master of V.
Yes.
Because it's He-Man and...
But that's no, it's right. Torque and the Torkoal Tones.
Yeah, that's it's, true.
It's kind of like when Sammy Hagar joined Van Halen.
Anyway.
Only with a little less satanic overtone.
So, Ket and Torque, and then...
Those guys.
Those other guys.
Seven Bridges Road and Albrus Ghost Hunter.
Yep.
I love how you stick the dwarf in the back.
That was not intentional.
Well, he's the slowest one. Yeah, we can.
I was just like, character, 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 character. So, anyway. Suddenly, that glass dome got frosted over, and a scary dragon, big white dragon, burst
scary dragon,
through it.
Blah.
sending sending
please continue
right this is my unamused face this is my bumping up the dragon stats face alright anyway dragon crashes in, sends icy debris all over the place, basically mauling the entire mess hall. Characters take evasive action and get spread out throughout it.
And the blue squares represent the icy debris?
No.
Okay.
These green squares with the hashes through it are what is not difficult terrain. Essentially, what are broken tables and tapestries over the spiky ice. Everything okay. else is difficult terrain.
Oh, so we're in difficult terrain.
You are in
the
difficult
entire...
terrain.
Ooh. So let's explain difficult terrain because I don't think we've done it where everything has been difficult terrain before. Our movement is cut in half. Is that right?
It costs
not quite.
Two squares of movement for every one square of difficult. Like to go here. right. into a difficult terrain, it's going to cost me 2 squares of movement.
So essentially you're cut in half.
Kind of. To go here, though, mm-hmm. it's only going to cost 1. And okay. then to go into this, it's going to cost me 2 again. So that's going to be
so
5.
So if you have a speed of 6.
Right. Every square that you go into will cost you 2 squares of movement.
So you
we don't
3.
Say it, that it's halved, because as soon as you hit non-difficult terrain, then you'd have to figure out how much you had left and then take it back out and multiply it again.
Okay.
So go square by square.
So and then that includes if you have any special modifier for your speed, right?
Right. That just gets factored into your speed, but still every square you move will be, you know, there are powers that say this shift, you know, like that allow you to shift a bunch and say ignore difficult terrain, or, you know, if you have a power that allows you to make a jump instead of just a regular movement or fly or anything like that, that'll ignore difficult terrain.
So is our shifting also impaired?
You cannot shift unless you can shift 2 squares.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's important to know in this in this round as we get started. And listeners, if you have not headed over to Major Spoilers, look in the show note link, depending on where you're getting this. If you're getting this in the RSS feed, if you're getting this via the iTunes feed, or if you're already over at MajorSpoilers.com, it should be right after the jump. But all the top-of-the-round images are going... Actually, how did we do it last time? I think I did it after every major move.
Yeah, you were doing it fairly frequently.
Yeah, so we'll take it after everyone's turn. I'll take a picture, and you can see play-by-play... where everyone's at. If you hear this sound,
ting,
then that means you can go to the next shot. But don't look ahead, because that would spoil it.
Yes. When you see
that's
just
the name of the site.
When you see just a single dragon standing in the middle of an empty battlefield, you will know.
And red marks.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So the dragon crashes through. This is all mostly difficult terrain, except for the stuff in the middle. The dragon, as I mentioned last week, has on his forehead a big scar that is an X with a circle at the very top of the right point of the X. And as he crashes through, sends all everything flying and bellows, he yells out, Mother, it's me, Coleopharsis. I will destroy these infidels for you if you'll take me back. And basically prepares to eat you all.
One of these kind.
Do you really want to get in the middle of a family squabble?
I don't think you have a choice. Seven owls wise.
Okay, and this is why I'm asking, because we're on icy terrain. I'm so far away. All of my stuff is basically close combat positions. Now, I've got a ranged basic attack, right? But I'm trying to look here. It doesn't look like I have weapons.
You can probably have a shuriken if you want.
Okay, I didn't know if I could pick up like some silverware and use that as a weapon. It probably wouldn't hurt work against this guy, but okay.
He's
so I have
a werewolf dragon.
Well, your dex is really high, so it might.
Yeah. So let's I swoop up something laying nearby, and
hang on. You might want to still try to move a little closer first.
All right.
Because you're pretty far. One, two, three,
I can only
four,
move.
Five, six,
let me
seven,
use.
Eight,
okay,
nine.
Let me use. Yeah, let me use my dancing cobra move. Now, there's two different types of the dancing cobra. One's a standard action, one's a move action. I dodge and weave like a cobra, confounding my enemy and turning its attacks back against us. This is your move speed plus two. So if I do that, I can actually get a little closer. So let's move me 4 squares closer. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Right.
Try going here instead.
Okay.
So as on the next turn, you can start hopping across the broken tables to get to him without having to.
Okay. Yes. And let's see.
And you know things are bad when a bunch of broken tables is actually the most stable terrain there is.
It doesn't say. It just says ranged weapon. It doesn't say anything about
here's
distance.
Somebody find me the stats for a. Well, actually, just an improvised weapon. So. It's going to be a D4, so just roll a D20, add your dex modifier.
Okay.
We'll add 1.
Okay. Ooh, not very good. That would be 24.
Okay.
Versus AC.
24 versus AC on a 2?
Well, my... Wow. Oh, I'm using my dex score, or my dex are 10, so it would be 12.
Dex modifier.
12, I'm sorry.
Okay.
12.
At ranged?
Yeah.
Any ranged D4, range of 5 and 10. Improvised weapons include anything you happen to pick up from a rock to a chair.
Okay. So that's actually going to incur a penalty because it's farther than 5 squares from you. Then again, you miss no matter what.
Yeah, so. Yeah. What's the penalty?
Neg 2?
Yep.
What is that? So the next time I've got a penalty?
No,
or
no.
Just on
you
that?
Technically that rolled a 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Technically right. Rolled nothing.
Yes. All right. You, in fact, rolled and a 0 in the die.
All right. So that's
what
we
have. I had a problem
have.
With my one-sided die. It fell wrong, and I never saw it again.
All right.
But at least I made an opening comment.
Yes.
You get out of here, you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, run away.
Ding!
Ha! Yep.
It was that. It falls at his feet and yep. Looks up at me.
You probably shouldn't have chosen the ladle.
Yeah. Torque. Monk, please.
Monk, please. All right. Where are we at?
You are over here. Dragon is over here. Friend, friend, friend.
How far am I from the dragon? 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You are 6 squares away.
Okay. So in
a lot of which are difficult terrain, though.
In theory, I could get him. But I'd have to get up close to him.
Mm-hmm.
How close can I get to him in my move action time?
You could... What's your move speed? Is it 5 or 6?
5.
6.
It's 6?
I'm pretty sure it's 5.
Oh, it's 6 minus 1. My bad. I do have that armor
okay.
Penalty.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
And he does get a bonus to speed when he charges. A +2
doesn't
bonus
need
to speed.
It. You could charge him. You, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Charge through Hendrick.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
Charge.
It just eats up the same amount of...
Yeah, you can get a charge and get it on a corner.
Can I use my charge power as part of this charge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Comet fall charge? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to comet fall charge him upside the head.
Okay.
Rawr.
And what does Torque crashing or moving through this snow and debris look like?
Kind of like that point where Optimus Primal leaps out and turns into a monkey. He like bounces from side to side, and then by the time he gets there, his axe is out, and he leaps across a table, and he stomps on something, and he crushes some ice, and he leaps into action, and he screams his battle cry! Funnel cake.
Roll it.
I do need a better battle cry.
Just a bit, yeah.
All right. Ra-la-la-la-la-la-mana has my attack bonus changed.
Hmm?
It has with the half level, meaning you roll a 27 to hit.
27 to hit?
Yep.
Hits.
Koblamicus! All right, now I need to find my powers. I have forgotten how to have powers. Okay, so... you... 3 weapon damage plus strength modifier plus con modifier.
Mm-hmm.
So my strength modifier is a 5. My con modifier is a 7. The standard damage on my weapon is 1d12 plus 7. So I will roll the d12 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay. I will find my d12. Which I forgot to bring out. Ironically, since it's my primary weapon.
Since you only ever roll 2 dice...
Yeah. I roll 6s.
Yeah, that's true.
Where are my 12s? I had a 12. I know I had a 12. Can I just roll 2 6s instead?
No.
Can I roll my
100? But we can roll them for you if you want, because I
do roll me. Here. Roll me 3 12s, please.
Okay.
3, 5, 8, so that is 18.
Someone other than Steven roll me 3 12s.
Too late. So
I'll do it next time.
16 plus 7 18. Plus 7 is 30.
32.
18 plus 7 plus 7.
How is it 18?
Because you rolled 18. A 5, a 3, and a 10.
Oh, I thought you said you rolled 13. My bad. Okay.
So how much?
32.
32.
Okay.
In the face.
And?
So is your mother.
Well, what? He charged, so...
What do you do when you hit things, Torque?
I roll for damage.
After that.
Mark him.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then I see if there's any minor actions.
You did charge, which will end your turn unless you want to spend your action point.
Negative.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It has been a while. Cat.
Woo! So do we have our weapons out?
No. Okay. This was too sudden, so you do need to take a minor action to take out a weapon.
Minor action. Curse.
Okay.
You going down. Minor action. Well, move action, sacrificed for a minor action. Wand.
Okay. You can take your wand and your whip with the same minor action if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah.
Wand and whip. Standard action. Everything flares up around me. Vestige of Ugar.
Okay.
Ugar, Chaka, Ugar.
Area burst Ugar. 2 within 10 squares. So we'll go ahead and drop it. Here. Yeah, right there. So 1, 2. 2. That'll be the corner that he's sitting in. And there. And fire billows up from the snow. Through the snow.
Awesome.
Does it clear some of the difficult terrain?
Nah.
Lame.
lame.
(clears throat) 16 versus reflex?
No. Anything on a miss?
Okay. Had to make sure that was actually within 10. It's got an effect. Burst creates a zone of burning light that lasts until the end of the encounter. Each creature that enters the zone or starts its turn there takes 1d10 fire damage. Creatures cannot benefit from concealment while within the zone. And it changes my vestige, so now I've kind of got fire just going across, breathing my body.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, we're good.
Okay. Dragon turn.
Yay.
5 fire damage, unless that adds my modifiers.
I don't think so.
Didn't think so.
He will be somewhat confused at the fact that some small orc-looking thing just hit him. And will attempt to claw bite. So, first claw attack is going to be a 31 versus AC against Torque.
That does hit. But I duck.
You take...
no damage, because I ducked.
12 damage.
Would have been worse if I hadn't ducked.
Yeah. Second attack is going to be... 26 versus AC.
Still on me?
Yes.
Oh, that hits.
Okay. You will take...
no damage.
13 damage.
As I ducked.
And since he landed both claw attacks, he's going to make a bite attack. For, once again, 26 versus AC.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be...
that's a weapon. Oh, that's 2 dice of damage. That's not good.
20 damage.
2 different types of dice?
Yep. It's 1d8 plus 1d10 cold.
Cool.
Well, that will trigger my 3/4 orc resilience.
You're bloodied. So you're saying you're bloodied. Okay.
So, yeah. Basically.
So, I'm going to 5 temporary hitty points.
Okay.
Don't forget you guys have healing potions, too.
What?
Well, you guys have 5 healing potions from the last time.
So here's what happened so far. Dragon crashes through. A fork flies through the air.
Little, I think, is what it was.
Then a torque flies through the air.
The torque and fork connection is absolutely unstoppable.
Hits the dragon pretty good for a gash on the shoulder, we'll say. Then this pillar of light appears behind the dragon, at which point the dragon basically grabs, like, basically slams Torque on either side with his hands and starts chewing on him like, you know, you see bears doing with steaks. And that's dragon turn. Albrecht.
All right.
Waddle, 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 waddle.
He gets done shoveling the last of his food in his mouth. Yeah. 2, 4, cred.
Just do.
Actually, I'm looking. So you already gotten temporary hit points?
Yes.
Where's that? There's healing word.
You don't have the range, I don't think.
Burst 5, nope. But I
double
can.
Move.
Or you could run now.
What'd that do? +2 to move with...
+2 to move, -5 to your attacks,
yeah,
basically.
-5 to attack, though. Instead, dang it. It's my job to keep him alive. Crap. All right, I suppose I'll... Actually, where was I? Here? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If we go 1, 2, 3... Does that really change much?
No, that's just going to move you laterally there.
1, 2, 3, 4... Nah. Yep. I guess I'd be on the edge, so I guess I'll go... Well, that still wouldn't put me in 5 of him, would it? No. So,
just do it next round.
Or spend the action point to run again. Or, well, I guess. Just spend.
I don't know.
Move. Yeah, I'll spend my standard action to move again. 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Now that I'm in the middle of everybody. Minor. Let's see. Yeah, well, minor action, healing word on Torque, so you can regain your level 6. Your healing surge plus...
Nice.
+7.
And remember to add your wisdom as well, wisdom modifier.
Plus another 5, so 12.
And that's only for Torque, right?
And allies within 5 squares of me gain 3 temporary hit points, so basically...
Bam!
Now, those don't stack with the 5 I already have.
No, so, correct. Yeah. You don't get anything out of that.
So you gave me my surge plus 12?
Yep.
Yes.
So you gave me 29.
Nice.
I have 33 natural points, 5 temp, so the temp go away.
Those don't go away.
No? They stay?
They stay.
But they're in a different pal.
Yeah. Yes.
So I get an additional 29. Are those temporary or for real?
Those are for real.
So I have for real.
Yeah. He healed you. And in the act of healing you, he does a benefit to the entire group of extra temporary hit points.
Okay.
However, you don't benefit from that because you had 5 temporary hit points to start with.
And it sure is good having a cleric around.
And go ahead and re-describe what it feels like to be healed by the power of the Raven Queen.
Basically, he kind of feels just weirdly, like just slowly death kind of... Backing away.
Kind of funny inside, like when we used to climb the ropes in gym class.
Kind of a disconcerting feeling that...
Death has forgone you for a moment.
Yeah.
So Death is there, leaning over my shoulder, and then she kisses me on the neck.
You all of a sudden notice the absence of a presence that you felt a little bit more previously.
What?
Yes. Such is the power of the Raven Queen, to make you feel absence for things you didn't know were there.
Until it was gone.
Why are you talking like Torque?
it's like the absence of presence, that it wasn't there and it before when you had it, it wasn't. Then
these
like
characters that. Do have the same intelligence score. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point. There you go.
Top of the round.
No.
No?
Action point.
Okay.
Hold foe upon dragon. Hopefully. Actually, black die.
Did you roll hold person?
Hold foe. Close.
Spirit hammer. Kind of.
That'll be merely 9 versus will.
9?
19 versus will.
No.
Yeah.
Neither one of those will hit.
Only a 19?
Yep. Ugh. Roll crap for damage. So that's 9, so he'll take 5. Wait. Yeah, 4 damage, and he's slowed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
So open to daze and immobilize him, but no.
Save ends?
No, till the end of my next turn.
That would have been spiffy.
Well, the original one is save ends.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Now top of the round?
Yes. Did Ket go?
Yes. Yeah. I dropped the fire
pillar. Seven owls wise.
All right, looks like I'm going to use my dancing cobra move action, which will give me a speed of 8,
okay.
Which should put dancing me right up on him as I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I open the gate of...
No.
Why not? It doesn't say it has to be a first...
Because
it has to be a first action.
Because you've used Dancing Cobra, which locks you into using the Dancing Cobra attack.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, then I will use my Dancing Cobra attack. Well, then, okay, I take that back.
Okay.
Instead of my Dancing Cobra move, I'm going to use my Open the Gates of Battle move.
Okay.
Which does the exact same thing.
All right.
And then I can use my Open the Gate of Battle action upon him and rain down upon him with the...
So let's...
Great vengeance and furious anger.
Yes.
So instead of slithering around what is actually there, you just kind of do the crouching tiger, point two fingers, and fly
yes,
at
and
him.
Fly at him.
Nice.
And here it comes. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
How about you guys try rolling above 10?
Yeah.
Now imagine 16. It has Emmanuel Lewis. It'll be even more.
Awesome. Plus, this has an unarmed strike onto it, so that would be 6 plus 12. So that would be 16, 18 versus reflex. Probably not.
Will not hit.
Duh, stupid dice.
So yeah, when you get the TPK today, it's not yours, it's Alex's. Because
okay.
He's the one who lost my dice.
Oh, okay.
All right. And I look somewhat stunned, but I... Two fingers up in the air. What is it? Action point!
Yep.
And I unleash with a new D20 here, the Supreme Avalanche.
Combination?
Yes, combo. A cascading punch is creating deep wounds that your future attacks can exploit. Come on. There we go. 12 plus 12 is 24 plus 2 for an unarmed strike is 26 versus fortitude.
Why are you adding 2 to that?
Don't I do that because it's an unarmed
strike?
No,
that's on the, that's on the other side of the colon.
24 versus fortitude.
24 versus fortitude?
Yes.
Can you check his feats? See if I gave him action surge.
Feats.
His feats are a little hairy.
No.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
And that's 24 versus fortitude?
Yes.
Will not hit.
Oh.
This guy is very tough.
Well, yes. Good thing as a minor action, my ghost phase cloth armor kicks in because I now become insubstantial until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Doesn't that mean he can't touch
me? Does that trigger?
Also gives me a +2 to AC. Just says it's a power daily minor action, become insubstantial until the end of your next turn.
Sounds awesome.
+2 to my AC, which I'm guessing is... Or maybe that's just my regular...
Yeah, your regular AC.
AC,
so okay. Your AC is, what, 28 right now?
26.
Yeah.
So now it would be 28?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll try... I'll make a
man,
note,
I can't believe Supreme Avalanche didn't hit
that. And it doesn't do anything on a miss?
Miss, half damage. Ooh, half damage.
Hey, remember.
Gotta read that stuff.
made that mistake.
Now, a regular hit would be 3d10 plus my dexterity modifier and damage.
Right, so you roll 3d10 plus your... That's a d12.
Gonna, oops, sorry.
Cheater. Here.
Nope, I got it.
The 10s look like little diamonds.
11.
21 plus 6 is
27
divided by 2.
Damage 13
damage.
Okay. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, but not as cool as the full-on.
Okay.
And can't you use your monk extra damage thing?
My monk extra damage thing?
No, because he didn't hit. He actually has to hit.
Oh, okay.
I think.
For my quick
flurry of blows.
No. Flurry of blows.
What's the trigger on flurry of blows?
Look,
should be
flurry.
Right there in your at wills.
Oh, center flurry of blows. One creature. Let's see. Your fists become blur. As you follow up your initial attack with another, trigger. You hit with an attack during your turn,
which you unfortunately
did not. But the dragon still felt the powerful force of half of an avalanche crashing upon him.
And anything else?
No.
Torque.
So, he didn't attack 7 L's Y, so I can't do anything in terms of an attack there.
Nope.
All right. For the first time in history, Torque is in battle with someone of equal skill and knowledge, so he silently, with only the moves of his body, signals to 7 L's Y's the covering attack that is to come.
He's not adjacent. Seven Owls Wise is not actually adjacent to you, unfortunately.
Adjacent. Has to be adjacent to the target, not adjacent to me.
Well, nice. There you go. Okay, cool. Awesome.
And I roll a 28 to hit.
28 will hit.
28 to hit. Now, Seven Owls Wise can shift 2 squares during my attack.
Except that I can't shift, can I?
You can shift 2 squares, which means you can shift 1 square.
Okay.
That way, you can shift half damage.
Or actually go...
Get the flankering.
Here. Okay.
If he didn't have a stupid tail knock.
I'm going to throw in the Furious Assault if I can.
Sounds good.
Okay. 5, 10, 12 is 27. Now I have to do math. 27 and 7 is 34... Okay, so 34 in the face.
Okay.
34 face damage.
Go Party of Strikers. And Brian.
I loved Nev Campbell in that show.
He has a weapon that deals 2d6 brutal. So, totally Party of brutal. Strikers then.
I'm sorry, what?
We're a Party of Strikers.
Kinda.
I didn't understand the brutal part. It sounded like Rodrigo was trying to refute you, and then he followed up by supporting what you just had to say.
No.
No.
Said Party Brian. Of Strikers, except for Brian. Except Brian deals, you know, on the floating wackiness, supposedly, more damage than Torque on a hit.
Nice.
Yeah, that's on that hit part.
Average is better than Torque's.
Do I have my minor action?
You have a minor and a move left.
I'm going to mark him. I'm going to throw Unstoppable.
Okay.
And Unstoppable gives me...
Isn't that going to eat up the temporary hit points that you just got?
I only have 5 temporary hit points.
Right. Wouldn't you rather wait for those to go away and then use Unstoppable?
What if I get Ed?
Then you'll probably be dropped down to just below bloodied again?
Yeah.
Which you'll get another turn after that.
So I would be giving up 5 hit points at the cost of a possible 14. Yeah,
you'd be giving up.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're going
to... We're going to want you to soak up as many hit points as you physically can.
All right. That just sounds like you want me to get my head caved in, but all right. he is marked... And I don't have any minor actions. I got to find a way to make the dog attack a minor action. And
it is.
Yeah, if he's out.
Yeah.
But I have to take a standard action to draw the dog. How do I get the dog actual? The call in the dog.
Spend an action point now.
do it before a fight, I guess.
Yeah. See, and that seems so cheesy to me.
Well, I always have my dog at the ready, and every 8 hours I call him again.
Anything else?
So, how injured does this dragon look after taking two face full of Torx and 7 L's wise?
It looks like, you know, when you a push cart at the supermarket rolls into like a station wagon, not a station wagon, but like one of those like big Windstar vans, and maybe like dents it a little bit. And then you can kind of walk into it and push into it, and it just pops right back up. That's what this dragon looks like after all you did.
All right, I am going to cash my action points then. And I'm going to go upside the head. Again.
With?
Using my... I am not level 21. It's just kind of fun. I'm going to make this noise for a while. I'm just going to go with a reaping strike, I guess.
Okay.
I used the comeback strike, yes?
You used a covering attack.
Covering attack. I'm going to use the comeback strike.
Okay.
Now, I'm not technically flanking at this point. Okay.
We need to get someone next to him.
On the other side. There it is.
Or, if you've got... Does one of your at-wills shift you?
Yeah, one of them does.
Yeah. So you can use that twice to get on the opposite corner.
Hey, okay. Brian.
Yes?
What's the name of the show?
Critical Hit.
Booyah! Nat 20.
Okay.
Now I hope I don't get eaten by a dragon. Now, how does this go again?
You're going to roll a...
What attack did you use?
Reaping Strike.
No. I used the Comeback Strike.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So that's going to be a d12 plus 2d6 is what you're actually going to roll.
Only rolling twice?
Nope, just a d12 and 2d6.
Okay. Comeback strike hits for 2 weapon damage.
That's correct. Maximized. And then this is your critical overflow.
Got it. Critical overflow is 9, 1, and 4, 14.
Okay.
Plus 24 is 38.
Is the max 24?
Plus the 7 from your actual weapon and strength is 45.
Okay.
Okay.
And then go ahead and spend a healing surge.
Healing surge. Cool.
I say you should be topped off at this point, aren't you?
Can a temporary hit points take me above my hit point cap?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm at, well, that would bring me up to 84, which is 6 points above my cap, if I were to use the full value of surge. So I could have 5 points above my cap because I have 5 temporary hit points.
Yes.
No. You can have 5 temporary hit points above, below, or wherever around your cap. That does not change your cap. So if your surge will take you above your cap, you just go right back up to your cap.
Right, so my surge takes me to 78. Do I still have the 5 temporary?
Yes.
So for all intents and purposes, I have 83 total.
You have 83 hit points that it can burn through before it takes you down, yes.
Before it kills me, okay.
The 5 go first and can be replaced by other temporary.
Okay, and he is oh so very marked.
Okay.
And that is the end of my turn.
Okay. Cat.
I don't want to use that. Wait, yeah. Wait, no, I don't. That will hit creatures adjacent to the target.
Hey, I'm adjacent to the target.
Yeah, I don't want to hit you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Beavis.
Eyes of the Vestige.
That was a really great album by Queensryche circa 1994.
References.
Wow. He said
Alex, it was 1984. Isn't that good?
Go get me my real dice. Now. 15.
Never mind, don't even tell me. That doesn't hit.
We need your dice back, Rob.
Indeed.
Let me see what my Eyes of the Vestige... No, I would just deal with fire damage instead of psychic, so nothing. Well, frack. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that'll probably be it.
Okay. Dragon turn. First off, we'll rear up and bellow in a horrifying way. That was horrifying.
Yeah, it was.
I'm doing it for you, mother. I'm doing it all for you.
Yep. So I'm this like is going to be a close burst 5.
Close targets. Burst?
Oh, yes. Targets enemies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is going to hit all of you.
Except for
is
me.
Is he breathing ice?
Nope. One
burst.
Two, this is a burst. From him in a 5-square radius.
Even if I'm insubstantial.
Even if you're insubstantial.
That means you take half damage. Oh,
which okay. This doesn't even do any damage. But let's see if it hits your will saves or your will defenses. This is going to be a 22 versus will. 7 owls wise.
Hit.
Cat.
Yeah. Dead on.
And torque.
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Using my will, but yeah, my will is below 20.
All right. So you were hit, so the target is stunned until the end of the dragon's next turn. So you guys actually all basically lose a turn.
Wait.
Yes. Now, if you have anything that helps this, now is the time to use this.
Screw it. Was a thing.
Gambler's suit, leather armor.
Okay.
Media interrupt. Trigger. An enemy hits me with an attack. Trigger an enemy, rerolls the attack roll, and must use the second result. If that result is a hit, the attack scores a critical.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is probably the best time to use it, though.
This is going to be a...
Less. Come on, less.
15 versus Will?
Yes!
And is that just against him? Or
this is...
No, just against him.
Oh.
Does
oh, also, did he take the
help?
D10 damage for being there when he started his turn? 8 fire.
Okay.
He's not showing any particular weakness to that,
okay.
Is he?
Damn. Does my centered flurry of blows do anything? Because it says you... Oh, no, never mind. Wrong. Never mind.
Rodrigo?
Yes?
Does marital freedom help me?
It will if you were going to save against it, which is just going to... Which you won't, because it's going to roll back around to your turn. Like, there's no save for it. It's just until the end of his next turn.
Okay. So
however... Yeah, because that's what martial freedom does, right? It gives you a bonus to saves.
Bonus to saving throws, yes.
Yeah. So there's no save against for this one. It's just going to go away at the end of his turn. And then afterwards, everyone who was hit is going to take a -2 to attack rolls, save ends. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. So everybody
so
except for...
his next turn.
Yes. Okay. So everybody except for Ket gets scared by his preternatural scariness. Then he will, as he's coming down from that bellow, this steam-like emanations will come from his nose as he's coming back down, sort of like you know when they open liquid nitrogen and you see that stuff coming up.
Yeah.
As he's coming down, will open his mouth and blast a horrible icy cone that will target Torque, Albrecht, and Ket.
Oh, crap. Ha! So
it's like
he does not have combat advantage on me.
That's right. And we'll use this die.
Ah, dagnab.
Ooh, that's high.
Dang it.
Yeah, that's going to hit me.
This is going to be 28 versus Reflex against the three of you.
Reflex!
Yes.
Okay.
I don't see how that could miss any of us.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Actually, it might. Give me just a moment to see if I can connect my mouse. I'm thinking of my fortitude score. Please move along.
Unfortunate. So this is going to be 4d6 cold. Plus some ungodly amount.
46. That's it.
46 is a lot of cold.
There'll be an even 20 cold damage.
So 17, because we have about 3 temporary hit points.
And the target is slowed and weakened. Save ends both.
Slowed
well,
and weakened.
I guess I wasn't doing anything anyway.
Yep. And we won't be able to throw against our slowed and weakened until after the...
No, actually you will.
Okay.
So this might not have been optimal on his part, but... Doesn't terribly matter. Because he's not that smart, obviously.
It's not about optimal, it's about what's fun.
And that didn't even target 7 owls, so he's still good. Alright. Oh, and he did spend an action point to do that. Ding! Alright.
So who all got Zorched in the first attack?
In the first attack, everybody except Ket. In the second attack, everybody except for 7 owls wise.
So Ket is the only one who has a turn.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Albrecht, save against slowed and weak.
Negatory.
Okay. You are now taking a -2 penalty to attack rolls. Save ends. 7 owls wise. Turn skip.
Yep.
Top of the round.
That yes, this is the top of the round.
I was warning Steven.
Torque.
Yes.
Save versus slowed and weak.
So that's just a 20-sider.
Yep. But since this includes... Wait, does Martial Freedom help you against slowed?
Slowed and immobilized.
There you go. So go ahead and roll, and you get your Martial Freedom bonus to this.
21.
Nice. You are no longer slowed or weakened. And now you are taking a -2 penalty to attack rolls.
Early but I can't attack so. Because my turn is still...
Yes, your turn just ended.
My turn is forfeit. Got it. Jerk.
Ket.
Yay.
Oh. You are slowed and weakened.
I can move the fire if something I have cursed dies.
I got like that one square I can go into.
What about these three?
Yeah, not with my move. I have to follow the non-hindering.
You can probably move there and then charge on your next turn.
1, 2, 3. Minus.
Yeah, so help him up with his non-Hindenburg.
I guess okay. I could.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, never mind then. I wanted to flink.
Because
obviously we need it.
Why would you say that?
I'm going to roll an Arcana to see if I can't get some more knowledge on this thing.
This guy might be... Oh, yeah. These guys are magical beasts, aren't they? Go for it.
Woot! 32.
Okay. What the hell does that get you?
Everything.
It's a white dragon.
Wait, is it Paragon?
It is not a Paragon.
It has the ability to breathe stuff.
All right.
Definitely everything.
Okay. So, here are its resistances and vulnerabilities. 20 cold. It has a claw bite, a scary, and a breath weapon, all of which we have seen. Its defenses are all in the 20s. I don't know what else would be relevant.
Yeah.
It's a beast.
And you wonder why we never do these things.
Hey, you know what?
I needed that
things like what prevents these guys from regenerating make sense. This guy is basically just a tank with
resist cold.
Yes.
Which I needed to know how much his resist cold was because it made a decision of whether or not I use Chains of Levistus, which does 2d6 plus con mod cold damage.
Yeah, no. You're not going to crack it.
Yeah.
I could have told you that.
So what else?
Oh, crap. Seven Owls hasn't taken any damage yet, has he?
No.
Okay. Eyes of the Vestige.
Hey, that's a good roll. 31 versus Will.
That'll hit.
Yay.
That's great.
D6 plus... And I'm no longer dealing psychic damage with this, so it's a little less. Okay, it's only one less. Yeah. And... 8. And I'm still weakened, so...
4.
4 fire damage.
Psst!
Curses. 4, which I assume also counts as weakened.
Yeah.
So 2 more damage.
Okay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. End turn.
Did I use a minor action? I don't think I have anything I could do with a minor action. Oh, that's all that effective currently. Although I could spend an action point. I'm not going to because that would be a waste of the weekend. Or with the weekend. And slowed and weakened is one save?
Yep.
Okay.
Working for the weekend.
Yay!
Save?
Saved 17.
Alright. Ket is no longer slowed and weakened.
But he's still French.
Yes.
I'm not French, I'm Polish.
And that's slow on the dragon... Where did that come from?
From me. It's gone.
Okay.
Till the end of my next turn.
Yep. Actually, I guess I kind of jumped the gun on the stunned. I guess technically you guys are still stunned until the end of this turn.
3 fire.
Psst. It hurts. So, the dragon will spread his wings and fly.
Ah, that they don't like that.
What's his speed? That's pretty good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hello.
Now... does flying provoke an opportunity attack?
It would if Torque or you were able to take opportunity.
But I'm still stunned.
You're stunned until the end of this guy's turn.
Stupid, stupid rat creature.
However, he's still marked. No, because Torque went and the mark goes away. So
didn't he mark him though at the end of his? Oh, but because he was stunned, he couldn't mark him again.
Okay. He's already gone. The mark goes away at the beginning of Torque's turn.
Okay,
and he will Clawclaw bite at Ket. Good claw claw bite die, this one. 21 versus AC?
Yep. That's on the money.
Okay. For 9 damage. Second attack. It's going to be significantly higher than that.
Okay.
For max damage of 13.
Statistically, that's not all that significant.
No, not the damage. The roll. The roll was almost double.
Bloodied.
Okay. And then bite attack is going to be very low for him. So that's going to be a 14 versus AC.
Nope.
It got a little excited there. It jumps down and just totally pins Ket down on the ground, but this is a particularly powdery section of snow, so when he goes for the bite, he just completely sinks Ket into the snow and can't really get a hold of his face. Hooray!
Ow!
Albrecht Ghostbeard.
So I'm slowed and weakened.
You are slowed and weakened.
And minus 2 to attacks.
And minus 2 to attacks. God,
so I'm no longer stunned, right?
None of you are stunned anymore. Torque, 7 Owls Wise, and Albrecht are now have a minus 2 to attack roll save ends.
All right, minor action, bless.
Minus two to attack?
Yes.
Unless I roll a saving roll?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right, so minor action, bless. Everybody's at plus one power bonus to attacks.
Okay,
so until the end of the encounter.
Minus one now?
Yes, you right now are at a net minus one.
Okay.
Other action, use my other healing word. all right, you gain your healing surge plus...
On Ket?
Yeah, on Ket. Ugh. Plus 8.
That would be 25.
And all... Oh, wait. Actually. 1, 2, 3. Okay, good. All allies will gain 3 temporary hit points within 5 of me.
All allies? So I get that too?
Within 5.
I'm assuming I'm within 5 since you were able to actually heal me.
Yes.
And we got what? I'm sorry?
And I might be using a free action. I need to figure out how many my hit points I can
How many temporary hit points?
Three.
So three more? Okay.
Well, that doesn't stack. So if you had three, you still just keep those three.
Okay.
Figured there's enough third people to be worth it. And I guess I'll try peppering him with a Lance of Faith.
Hiya.
Or not.
Okay. Clearly, your faith is faltering right now on account of the people you're trying to protect getting chewed on by a dragon. Okay, anything else? Save versus minus two to attacks.
There's a 10.
Yay.
Slowed and weakened?
Yep.
Not 20.
Nice. This would have only been better if these were poisoned effects.
Yeah, yes. Wouldn't they? I would have made the first. No, I wouldn't even have done that. Rolled a 3.
Top of the round.
Ting!
I got a button for that.
Well, there is an app for it.
I need to talk out a strategy here to see if this works or not.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I got... I am 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 units away, squares away from the target. All but two of those are
difficult terrain.
Okay, so it's really in order to get close to this person, even if I use my dancing cobra move, I still would be too far away to do an attack. However, I do have these boots of eagerness that, as a minor action, I can use this power during your turn to make a move action. So that would be my 6, which would be 3 squares. Then kick in my dancing cobra move, which would move me 4 more squares, even though I'm going to be dancing in and out of difficult terrain. Uh-huh. So it should put me right next to the dragon.
You actually would be able to use that twice, since it is an at-will power.
Okay.
You can use it any number of times. It's basically, since that's a minor
but
action...
But it's a move action, though.
It's a minor action that gives you a move action.
Oh, right. Okay.
So you would...
Okay.
So you'd spend the move action to use that, and then you'd spend your normal move action to use that again.
Right, right.
And then you'd hit with that.
Okay, now... Because I have to use the Dancing Cobra attack with that move, right? We talked before, and I completely forgot how this works, this Oath of Enmity.
Mm-hmm.
When you make a melee attack against the target, and the target is the only enemy adjacent to you, you make 2 attack rolls and use either result. This effect lasts till the end of the encounter until the target drops to 0 hit points, at which point you regain the use of this power.
Right.
So, does that mean that
point... I will explain to you how this works. So, you got that as a multi-class feat, and the feat itself has a stipulation for it. It means it only lasts until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
So, what you could do is put it on him, do your dashy dash all the way up, hit him, roll two dice to hit him, and then on your next turn, you would once again get the ability to do that, and then that's it.
Okay. All right. So, supposing all of this works... Then I have this Quick Strike Key Focus plus 2. Now, that is an automatic added on to any attack, or do I have to call that?
That is already factored into your attack bonus.
But here's the thing. As a free action trigger... before I get to that, that's a good question. So if I hit with my Dancing Cobra, that automatically kicks in my Centered Fury of Blows, right? You hit with an attack during your turn. Then my Quick Strike Key Focus... says, you damage an enemy with your Flurry of Blows power, you make a melee basic attack against the enemy. So I have the potential of doing basically 1, 2, 3 attacks in this turn. Is that correct?
So
the first would be, I'm going to use my move and get up next to him and use my Dancing Cobra.
Right.
If it hits, it triggers my Centered Fury of Blows.
Right.
That triggers my Quick Strike Key Focus, which then triggers a melee basic attack.
Let me see your Quick Strike. You damage an enemy with your Fury of Blows power. You make a melee basic attack against that enemy. Yep.
Okay.
And your Boots of Eagerness are an encounter power, so it doesn't even eat up your use of a daily power. So yeah, okay. Go for it.
All right, here we go. And because I'm using my Oath of Enmity, I get to roll all of these attacks twice.
You get to roll the Key Strike. Everything right now hinges on whether you actually nail him with the Dancing Cobra.
So I'm going to be... Can I move right here? I think I can.
If you can move that far,
I think I can.
Do you want to go through the fire?
Oh, was there fire?
Yes.
So that all this
giant
is fire?
Oh, area okay. is on fire.
All right, so... Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
7, 8.
And then, again, because
sure.
I'm...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
But if I move that close to him, is there any way to get flanked? To add a bonus
no.
to that or not?
Unfortunately not. Let's see. Let's go ahead and...
How much would it cost me if I move through that fire?
A D10.
A D10 of fire damage.
I can do that to get flanking.
Sure.
No, I can do that to get flanking. Because then that adds another plus two to my attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which would give me a plus one to all my attacks since I'm currently at a minus
one.
So
you go across the flank?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
All right, so roll a d10 of damage, first thing.
9.
All right, so I'm going to take off 3 temporary hit points, take 6 from my current hit points of 62. That gives 56. Me 56. Okay. All right, so let's do all of this.
Okay, so...
With my Dancing Cobra through the fire. Right?
Yes.
I'm
sure it was all part of your training.
Right. So, cast my Oath of Enmity.
Okay.
That's close burst 10, one enemy that you can see in the burst. So it's within that. Here comes the Dancing Cobra.
Go ahead and just grab 2d20s while you're there and roll them both.
But what if one of them's bad luck?
Then that one will come out as a terrible number.
It'll infect the other one.
13 is the one that we're going to use, plus 12 is 25 versus reflex.
25 versus reflex will hit.
Okay, so where's my... that will be, what is that, 15 damage.
Okay.
And then that will unleash my Centered Fury of Blows.
That should just be automatic damage.
Yeah, it's just an effect.
Oh, okay. And let's see. Target takes damage to 2 plus your wisdom modifier, so 5. And you slide it 1 square to a square adjacent to you, or 1 square in any direction if the target wasn't targeted by your triggering attack.
So 7 damage?
Yes, 7 damage. Please. Centered Fury of Blows allows me to trigger my basic melee attack.
Okay.
Which is... 18 plus 15, that's going to hit, I'm going to guess, versus AC. That's a 1d8. That is 10 more damage on top of that.
Okay.
Now, was that run correctly?
Yes.
All right.
Now, hang on a second while I add...
I guess the plus 2 would have been assumed on all of these with the
with
the bonus.
That's what your bonus is already there for.
Okay.
Oh,
well, but
you're doing
my
one
plus
to attacks
one,
or
all my
plus
ones
one to attack.
Yeah,
just
but
attacks,
we hit on
okay.
all of those, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything to damage. No bonuses to damage.
15.
All of your attacks would have been at a plus 1 currently because you were still at the neg 2.
Right. Right.
So the flanking got rid of the neg 2, and then he got the plus 1. So.
Right.
So if they hit now, then they would have hit still.
Yes.
It's not like there's a window.
Yes.
Which I want to do.
Right. But I just had to make sure because this is... I guess this is somewhat similar to Torque as he has several different attacks that he can tap on top of.
Not really. Not chain them like that.
Okay.
This is pretty specific to Seven Isles Wise.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I have
Torque
to kind
just
of
has
that.
Damage. He's like, and also I would like to cash in this bag of damage, please. Okay.
So that's the only time that I can use that quick strike key focus, because that's a daily power.
And that's actually the only time you'll be able to use anything else that has a daily power.
Okay.
Oh, snap. You can't do that. You use your ghost face armor, which is a daily power itself.
Oh, okay.
So right. How much damage am I taking up here? 10?
So take off 10 damage. All right.
Wah. Okay.
But I still have a chance to roll twice
on your next turn. Yep.
On my next turn.
Yep.
All right. Boo.
Did you mark him?
I don't get a mark.
That's your job.
I'm just saying, when turns take that long, naturally we have to have somebody say, hey, or did you mark him?
Okay, 7 hours wise, can roll a saving throw against minus two versus two attacks.
Go, 7 hours. Go, 7 hours, go, win.
What do I do now?
Save versus neg two.
Oh. 19.
Yay. Save. Torque.
Hi there.
Your dragon went away.
What?
Refind your dragon.
Where'd he go?
He's behind you.
Four, five.
I spin using the inherent something of the somethings that I have there.
Why are you doing that?
I'm trying to actually see where all the squares are. Because, you know, the giant dragon takes up its two or four squares. And
can I get to him?
Yep. Oh, you can easily get to him. It's a matter of, do you want to use a power or do you want to charge him?
You want to use a power.
Because if you charge him, you can kind of sidelong and charge at him to get the flanking bonus. If you just want to use a power, you kind of just walk up to him and use a power.
What sort of flanking bonus do I get?
A plus two.
And if I do my standard attack,
yeah,
I'm at a neg two.
Right. So
basically I can charge him and dissipate the thing.
Actually, he'd be at a plus two if he charged. Mm-hmm. One for bless, one for charging, mm-hmm. and then the flank would take care of the penalty.
So or, is charging a better plan?
I think it is at this point, only because using a bigger power, you would be doing it essentially at a penalty. So it would you would
thank
have
you less, voice in my head.
You would have less of a chance.
Switch Torque does what the voices in his head tell him to do. Torque is going to charge! Yatta-ta!
2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And he charges and he rolls an amazing son of a
thing.
What's my penalty right now?
You have a plus 2 on top of whatever else you would normally get on a basic attack.
Yep.
Awesome! With a plus 2, I rolled a 3.
So that was a nat 1 then?
Do you do critical miss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Yes, it was a nat 1, damn it.
So, you did charge. That's going to end your turn here. Go ahead and give me a saving throw against minus 2 to attacks.
I thought I did that last time.
No, that was against slowed and weakened, I think.
13.
Yay.
And because you attacked him.
Mark! Mark! Well, I tried to attack him.
You did attack them. You just missed.
Yeah.
I whiffed. Because somebody covered the floor with flaming ice balls.
You completely circumvented the flaming ice balls.
That was a team effort. One of you put the ice, the other one the fire, the other one the balls.
And on
cat
that
turn.
Note,
yay.
Music.
Eldritch Strike.
Strike your elders.
Yes. 34 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Yay. Hey, max damage of 12.
Nice. Awesome.
And I get a slide of one square. I wonder where he's going to go. Oh no, fire. He entered a square that's on fire. Four more fire damage. And five curse damage.
Okay.
Pew, pew, pew.
This is a confused Dargon. Dragon.
Oh. Because he can't believe he's dealing with this level of mental capabilities.
He's not. He really did not expect this to take that long.
Oh, okay.
And since, you know, I'm kind of freed up now.
I don't have an at-will power on a charge. My charge power...
You're still adjacent to him.
Yeah, I'm still adjacent to him. Never mind.
We might look into that later.
Okay.
How do I get an at-will?
Retrain.
Mm-hmm. I would probably retrain Reaping Strike since that plus two has done nothing ever.
No, Reaping Strike is the one that does stuff on a miss.
Oh. Which has also done nothing.
Very little,
ever.
Yes. Except getting other people to yell at us for forgetting about it.
Yeah.
Well, let's retrain it just for that.
What else, Kat?
You know, once we retrain, he'll be missing a lot more.
That's it.
Okay.
Dragon turn. Two more fire damage.
Oh, and he thought he was out of it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Am I still adjacent or not?
You're still adjacent.
Okay.
You may want to use your power to shift two on the next turn so as you can flank.
Right.
But
or stay there and flank.
Okay.
If the dwarf is going to actually
dwarf
move.
Is going to get up there.
Oh, let me finish this chicken bone.
Let's see.
Well, can't the dwarf...
The dragon is going to... We'll say attack torque.
I wonder what.
A duck.
We'll see.
Can you move those around to the other side so they show up in the
claw
bite
pictures? What's the who's got the blue? What's that one?
That's my curse.
And what does that do? Oh, that gives him that fire damage.
No, the fire damage is the giant.
Oh, okay.
Ring of fire.
It'll do something when it dies.
Yeah, the curse is what's letting me add that extra d6
okay.
every time right. I hit.
First attack careful. Is a 30 versus AC. For 9 damage. Second attack. Same roll. For 9 damage. Third attack is going to be 21 versus AC. Does that hit you, Torque?
No.
Okay, so just take the 18 damage then.
Okay. Frenemedidin. Wernstrom!
And then... He's going to head and spend his other action point and do it again.
Boo, solos.
Boo.
Cheating jerks.
The first fix attack. Is in.
29 versus AC. Versus Torque.
Yeah, it is. Crap.
He's good at those claws.
6 damage.
Did he crit?
No.
Then no.
Second attack.
Fix it.
27 versus AC. For 10 damage. Third attack. Once again, very low. He's not good at biting. That's going to be all of 15 versus AC.
He just keeps him pushing him further and further into the snow.
Yep. And now that will be the end of his turn.
How are you, Torque?
Punk. Bloodied, clearly. Up the head. And I am mad as a wet hatter.
Do you want 2 healing surges plus 4, or do you want to wait a bit?
Is the answer to this question yes?
I don't know.
Yeah,
hit
me!
That's a standard action.
On that note, Albrecht the Ghostbeard.
Freaking standard action.
Yeah, but even if you don't get an attack, moving in would give some flanking abilities.
Tiny little dwarf legs.
I need to be adjacent to the Torque, though, too.
So
dwarf legs, tiny little dwarf legs.
Then just get up to adjacent to the Torque.
Hold on.
And then Steven can shift, and everybody's flanking but Rob.
Everybody's flanking but Rob.
I'm having
all
a...
Alright, Torque, get your two healing surges plus four.
Two healing surges. Full surges?
Yep.
Plus four?
Yep.
Dang. Hang on, that's more healing. That's more hit points than I have.
By how much?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of asking.
Well, he's bloodied, so two healing surges plus four.
Well, I don't
two
know
healing
by how
surges
much
plus four is 38.
He was hurt by, or bloodied by.
My bloodied value is 39. Do you want to know where I was? I make a point of not saying my hit points. Because then people are like, you messed up on your hit points and you're actually dead. I was at 29, two surges plus four puts me at 67.
And what's your max?
78.
So it doesn't overheal you?
No. Okay, yeah, then it's good.
What?
The way you said it when you got the healing, Brian thought you were overhealed. Like, some of the healing was a little wasted.
No. I meant that the surge actually gave me back more hit points than I still had left after being bloody.
Oh.
I had fewer than 30 hit points. You gave me nearly 40, so...
There, that's where we better. Were confused.
Okay, yeah. What else?
I'm old. Hit points are a number for me and not this floating...
You have 5 temporary hit points and 3 imaginary hit points and 7 cellophane hit points.
I want cellophane hit points.
I wanna wrap some cellophane hit points around your faces every once in a while.
Such hostility, Rudder. So I've now, even been good this show.
If I were to invoke Divine, I mean, are each of them only still usable once per encounter, even though I can use more than one, or...
Yeah, yeah. You basically think of, what is it called? Your Divine... What is it called?
You mean my healing infusions?
No. Well, what are you talking about?
Like I said, should I? I was kind of largely planning on saving up both my divine or channel divinities.
Channel divinity. Okay. Here's how channel divinity works. Uh-huh. Channel divinity is a gun that fires once. You get to pick what shell you put in it, and then it's done.
But I only still have one of each shell.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a gun is not the best way to use
it. He's got a feat or ability or something that lets him use 2 channel divinities per encounter.
So
does he?
Yes. Yeah. So he's wanting to know if he can use the same, if he can load the same shell twice, or if he has to load 2 different shells.
Let's stop with this analogy.
Okay.
The analogy works.
Well,
it's a shotgun.
Well, are they encounter powers?
Yes.
Then no.
Okay.
You'd have to use one, then the other.
All right. Then I'll queue up a Divine Fortune. So I can get plus 1 to my next attack and or saving throw.
Okay, and that's until the end of your next turn?
Not and, but yes.
Okay.
Pretty certain. That's why. Yeah, before the end of your next turn. So yeah.
Okay. So you can queue it up.
Feedback.
Yeah, Matthew, you might want to put your headphones back on. There you go.
Sorry, I came unplugged for a moment. I was changing chairs.
Okay. Top of the round.
Ding!
All right. I'm going to use my Fist of 100 Strikes move and attack. That allows me to shift 2 squares, which will put me right back there.
Okay.
So I'm immediately behind... I got flanking.
Mm-hmm.
And then my
His
Fist
right
of...
side's a little warm.
Is.
You're not in the fire.
Not in the fire, yeah.
You're a little warm.
Yeah. My Oath of Enmity is still active.
Yep.
And so I can roll this. And we've got 18 plus 12 is 30 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
2d6 plus 8 damage. 2d6 is 10 plus 8 is 18 plus my Centered Fury of Blows for another 5 would be 23, right?
Yeah. Yep.
23 okay. damage. Boom, 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 boom.
And you just can slide him if you wanted to, but we don't need to.
Don't need to slide him? No, we're fine.
Now, if we slide him any further, we're going to have to get into the fire to get at him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. And we don't want to do that.
I mean, it just looks like, as I move, there were like 100 copies of me just... And then just... Just rapid succession of strikes.
Spiffy.
Okay. So...
And let me guess, do all dragons, when they hit half their damage, explode or do something stupid like the last yes. time we did a dragon?
Which, by the way, crap. The dragon Coleopharsis is bloodied.
Yeah.
Son of a... That only took 2 hours.
So, Seven Owls Wise runs by, basically just runs along the length of his back, just smashing it, which stimulates his ice gland. Which
Wait, what?
Well, I thought his back was later, so.
Which
Do we need to give them some time alone?
Oh, well, since he's hitting the three of you, maybe. And he's going to use his ice breath against Albrecht, Torque, and Ket.
At Torque. Always hitting Torque.
That's your job.
No, my job is hitting things, not getting hit.
Wow, this guy's got a lot of hit points, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
What do you think there, Rob? 100-some?
Oh, more than that.
Probably 200-some.
Really?
Or 300.
Okay.
Smith's job was to get hit.
Yeah, it was.
That wasn't his job. That's what he was just good at it.
This is going to be a modest,
not probably modest enough.
21 versus reflex.
Yeah, that's
yep. Not.
Torque?
Matthew?
No,
nice.
It does not hit me. Actually, it does.
Oh,
well.
I tried.
I
couldn't lie. When Rodrigo almost believed me, I was like, "Oh crap!" No, my reflex is not 21 yet.
As it was close enough that it was believable.
Yep. It's ballparky.
Wow. Okay. You all take 16 cold damage.
Ow.
Except for Seven Owls. And you are slowed and weakened. Save ends.
But marital freedom will help me.
Yes, it will.
Slowed and weakened again?
Yep.
Lame.
Sleekened, we call that.
Or, as I put it here in my notes, the slow week.
Slow week.
Man, I wish it was a slow and week. That actually happens during Seven Owls Wise's turn. You doing anything else there, Monk?
No, I don't think so. At this time, I can't do anything.
Okay. Torque, with the slow week.
Now I'm gonna hit my unstoppable. Or can I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So minor action?
Mm-hmm.
2d6 plus con.
Ooh! God!
6 plus 4 plus Ricardo Montalban is 12.
Rich Corinthian okay. leather.
That's what his chest was made of, yes. And then... and then... I think I've used all of my super secret superpowers. Reaping strike to the face.
You should probably have one more daily kicking around.
But it isn't one of your weekend.
Yeah.
I have my
sweeping. No, you shouldn't.
Blow.
He's used Comet Fall Strike and he's used
Comet Fall Charge. I thought it was an encounter.
Is Comet Fall
talking about that?
Comet Fall
Sweeping Blow
daily.
Is an encounter. Comet Fall Charge.
Yeah, he still has a Sweeping Blow. And he has a Come and Get Him.
Yeah, Come and Get Him.
He's
though.
Got his encounter powers. Oh, yeah, he doesn't have any dailies.
Right, right.
Come and Get
he
Him.
He doesn't want to use those since he's weakened.
Right,
so.
Right.
Okay. But I can Reaping Strike in the face!
Go for it.
Don't go looking up the monster. No, I don't. Hang on. What's my attack?
Oh, you are not actually looking up the monster, are
you? I was curious because I think we may have talked about this before, but sometimes the monsters we encounter have multiple attacks
mm-hmm.
at once. And I was just, why do we have some monsters that are can do multiple attacks per turn?
We can explain. We'll
yeah,
explain
that's
that
what
later.
I was trying to look up without diverting from our
right.
big
but
discussion.
Just as a point, and this is just in my games. Do yeah. not look up the monster.
Okay, that's fine.
Or I will kill you.
He will punish
out
you.
Of guess.
Okay, Matthew, go ahead and roll your attack.
I'm glad I have a plus 14 to hit, because that brings me up to a whopping 17.
Yeah, that will miss.
Did you add
But it's
plus?
A Reaping Strike!
So, half-strength modifier! He gets 3.5 points of damage.
Did you add plus 1, plus flank?
Does that get modified by the weakened?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
It's damage.
I guess so.
Yeah, I figured it'd be quartered, basically.
I guess so. So, He takes like 1 point of damage.
1.75.
Okay.
Rounded up to two.
Except we always round down.
Okay, Rob.
What else, Torque?
I was disappointed.
One, two, Rob. Three. What else, Torque?
I mark him.
Okay.
And then I use my curse on Rob.
Awesome. Cat, you are... Oh, well, first off, Torque, save against slow and weakened.
Slow and weakened, slow and weakened. One of us, 10.
That'll do it.
We accept it. We.
Cat, you are slowed and weakened.
He saved?
Yes.
Awesome. Thorkelson, hit him again.
Okay. Can I do that?
Yep.
Yeah, I told you.
All right. Just a standard attack?
Yep.
Yep, melee basic attack.
Melee basic. Oh, crap. Okay, you are going away, because that's my third three, I think.
Oh, my God.
17 to hit.
That's rough.
I am bagging that 20 up.
Should be a 20 to hit, at least. Because you've got a plus one from the bless, and you plus two from the flanking.
Okay. So I have a 20 to hit.
Still a miss.
Dang it. Ah, crap, Jakes.
I didn't expect it.
Because otherwise the last one probably should be there.
Alrighty, then. I can take one hit from this thing.
I hope.
Take one hit for the team.
Oh, God!
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, if you're moving, would you like to move farther?
Yeah. I'm just debating where I actually want to move to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Since you're running, would you like to run all the way home?
Okay. He's going to take an opportunity attack on you?
Yep. Wait, I'm slowed, aren't I?
Yeah.
Just sift out.
Does his attack of opportunity trigger my attack of opportunity?
Can't shift because it's on difficult terrain.
He needs two squares of shift.
I will... I forgot I was slowed. Not play with tails.
Would the dragon's attack of opportunity trigger my attack of opportunity?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh.
So I will run.
Okay.
Which will get me there.
Okay. I believe Torque's attack is actually an interrupt, so go ahead and roll it, Torque.
Son of a... All right.
Is that like your fourth three?
No, that's a one. Son of a...
Wow.
Go back to the other die. It was slightly better.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Clearly all this snow is wrecking havoc with Torque's sinuses. And he presumably has all those little, like, Torque, like, orc nostrils, you know, kind of like... Upturned nose. Snoutish. It's very different. Yeah, all that cold air just goes right in there.
What?
This is going to be a 21 versus AC on the attack.
I should have done this the other way around.
Hits?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me while I...
It's easier to keep you safe when you're out of the fighting.
excuse me while I... clap my hands in glee because this guy does extra damage on an opportunity attack. Sorry.
I'll be fine.
He'll having be too much fun
fine.
With us.
He'll be
I'll be,
fine.
I'm not bloody.
Don't forget, right, who's going to be our next DM?
Temporary hit you do have a healing potions, too.
Yeah.
18 damage.
I'm bloodied.
One of which is cold.
You did factor into minus two for being marked.
Yes.
Just saying. Okay.
Oh. All right. Action point.
Okay.
Second wind.
Good idea.
Activating my amulet of life to double my healing surge.
Amulet.
I got to spend two healing surges.
I'm going to be annoyed.
Which doesn't put me at full, but...
But puts you at less dead?
Yes.
It puts you at doesn't suck.
And I would still have a minor action. Let's see if I can do something with that. Raven Queen's Shroud.
Ooh, I want that.
This is black. We'll go with that.
Whoa.
Choose a target within 10 squares. Your target gains the mark of the Raven Queen until the end of the counter. So I'll describe that here in a moment. On my turn, I can reroll the result of one damage die against the target. This reroll does not alter the damage for other targets hit by an area or close attack. And as a daily power, which I won't be able to use because I've already used a daily power, I could teleport adjacent to the target that bears the mark of the Raven Queen and gain a plus one power bonus to attack rolls against the target until the end of my next turn.
Cool.
And what does the mark of the Raven Queen look like?
All right. The back of my neck, which is where the mark is actually on me, flashes, gets larger to become the symbol of the Raven Queen, which I'm not entirely sure what it is.
It's a raven's head.
Just a raven's head. Okay, it becomes the raven's head. It visibly removes itself from me, just kind of peels off, flies, and he is covered with raven feathers.
Okay. And it goes, ca-caw!
Now, there might be some spectral raven cawing in the background.
Dire raven?
Yes.
Caw-caw!
Anything else?
Alex approves.
Tweet, tweet.
I didn't hit him, so I can't curse damage. I'm good.
Okay. Save again, slow week.
Yep. 16.
Oh, no, now it's a busy week again.
Crap.
I thought you said save against slow leak, and I was afraid he was going to just completely...
All right, dragon turn.
Fly around.
Five damage.
Well, let's see.
Five damage.
Five damage? Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Well, at least I'm dealing damage to him.
He is going to whip around and eat your monk.
Cool.
Minus two.
Correct.
And isn't he also still marked?
Yes, that's where the minus two comes from.
Okay. But Torque's already used his immediate to try and smack him when he took a swipe at me. And... Ow.
So figure, hey, why not?
Hey, why not?
He's got a minus two also because he's flanked?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's only a bonus for you to hit him.
Oh, okay.
However, this might not hit you. 21 versus AC.
Oh, no, that does not hit me.
Yay!
Okay. Second attack.
Gonna eat your mind.
Dude.
Even lower.
That also does not hit me.
Yes.
He may see a little peek of something under my hood. Maybe he senses Bahamut's
the presence.
Presence
of Bahamut.
Bahamut. What?
Bahamut.
Albrecht. You are slowed and weakened.
All right.
He's already slow.
All right. Oh, because I got hit again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Steven kicked it in the nuts. Made it vomit on us.
Well, I guess it really does about the same damage as any of my other attacks, so I'll still whip out my last daily and do Inflict Light Wounds.
Yeah, that's a poorly named power.
It
definitely.
Really is.
Go for it.
I will try with my plus four. All right, there's actually something. That'd be 29 plus four. Would be 33 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Got a plus four?
Yeah, well, plus one for my bless, plus one for earlier divine.
Oh, that's right, the divine fortune.
Yep.
Should I throw in extra damage now when I'm weakened?
Yes, throw in the damage.
Not while he's weakened.
Kill him.
All right.
I don't think it would.
I'll hold off on the extra damage. But we'll see. Yeah, that's better than average at least.
By one.
8 no. plus, look up here, 9 Bye. Is 17, so that'll be 8. And he is weakened. Save ends.
Oh, that is average, Brian.
Huh?
That is average. You're brutal.
Okay. So that 8 is factoring in the weakened?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is weakened, too!
Ahaha, save ends, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Weak! Anything else?
Not much. I can just checking, but not. Nope. Make sure it's not a magical item. I guess I'm good, and I'll try to save versus the stupid weakened.
Okay, go for it.
Or not.
All right.
You didn't save?
No.
Top of the round.
I wish I'd at least roll a 5 so I could pretend it'd have been good if it was poison.
I'm going to stick with my Dancing Cobra.
That works too.
Oh, that's going to be 19 versus Reflex.
teach you to stick to a cobra.
Nope. All his defenses are in the 20s.
Yeah.
We learned that when I rolled my Arcana knowledge.
Anything else?
No, don't want to do the move. No miners that I have available at... I don't think there's a miner. No, that's it.
Okay. Torque.
What?
Your go.
Oh, you want me to fight?
I don't care either way, but you get to do what you want.
All right, I'm going to play pinball. All right, I have taken all the 20s that were on the table. I've placed them back in the bag. I've removed new 20s from the bag, three of them. Each of them knows that I am in possession of a hammer, which I borrowed from Steven's son.
His name is Pat. His name is Pat.
And ladles and jelly spoons. They will roll upon penalty of smash. Boom! Now we're back in business. 29 to hit.
Okay. That'll hit.
Did it hit?
Yep.
Did it hit him?
Yes.
What did you use?
A basic attack.
No, I'm sorry. Anything. That only hit. Albert.
I didn't call it. It was a basic attack. I'm just happy to be here. So I roll for the damage. And I get to the 11 plus of the 7. Do I get any bonus for damage?
I don't think so. Bless is just two attacks, right?
Yeah.
Is it related to Don Carnage?
I'm asking you something about what
plus
you did,
is
Brian.
Plus two attacks.
Yes, plus two attacks.
Okay.
Hey, he was busy.
And he's still
he had
marked,
a
right?
To make.
So what's that a total then?
Now total
19. 19?
He can mark on a basic attack, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I can mark on any attack.
Oh, okay.
I would like to trigger my... Maybe I gotta trigger my third wind.
Okay.
Spend a healing surge. He is marked. My turn is done. Please stand by.
All right.
Cat turn. Hero's arrow.
Oh, what I forgot to do on my turn. Hey, Rodrigo, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. What did I have last time? 19. Would I have hit him on a 21? Versus reflex?
No.
Okay. I forgot to add in
22?
The flanking.
Actually, that 21 versus reflex would have hit.
Okay.
He forgot the flanking and the bless bonus.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep track of that from here on out.
Okay. I just realized that.
Hero's arrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Twenty-eight versus reflex.
That'll hit.
Yay. So, all the fire that's reading me becomes an arrow.
Okay.
And I shoot it.
From a spectral bow?
From a spectral bow. No, my whip.
Okay.
Whip.
A spectral
bow.
Whip.
Wand. Can I get another D8, please?
Yes, you may have a D8.
Wait.
It's the evil D8 of
wait. On my turn, I can reroll the result of one damage die against that target.
There you go.
In case you're wondering, listeners, he rolled a 1. He rolled a 1.
That I got 2 more damage,
and
so...
It is 2 better.
3 to that.
And Hero's Arrow will do 12 damage.
Okay.
And that fire explodes on him. It's just normal damage. And radiates out to all my allies to heal them for 3 hit points.
Yay!
Is that temporary hit points?
Nope.
Or?
Heals. Each ally adjacent to the target regains hit points equal to my intelligence modifier.
Yay!
And since I'm relatively smart.
Relatively.
Compared to this party, I'm a freaking genius.
No, what else?
I be the smart one.
What else?
Let's go ahead and move around some more. Just in case he recharges that breath weapon again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Recharge upon death.
Yeah. Okay.
No JC monsters. I don't have anything to do with minor action anymore.
Well, dragons are practically JC monsters.
Shush. And I think that's it then.
Okay. Dragon turn. I guess munch on torque.
Dragon turn.
Yep.
Ah, but he forgot to announce, so it's a basic attack.
It is a basic attack.
I duck. No, seriously, I duck.
Okay.
Go for it.
Quack. You duck. Second attack. A lot higher.
Should have ducked a second time.
Nope. It's going to be 28 versus AC.
That hits.
Yeah, he's now only allowed one duck per round. Apparently.
Did you just quack?
No.
He Donald.
That will be 7 damage to you.
7 damage to you? For quacking? That must suck.
And... it will stay where it is. And so, actually, never mind. That's going to be less damage because it's weakened.
Uh-huh.
How much damage did I have you take?
7.
Okay, so take 3 instead.
Uh-huh. Probably shouldn't laugh at me, turn around and bite me again.
And now it will try to save versus weekend. And it saves by a lot.
It is a solo.
Yep.
We only had a 25% chance of it not saving.
Albrecht.
All right.
Not even that.
You get more German every time you say Albrecht.
So... I guess I'm still weakened, so I guess this time I'll go with... Where's that one at?
Broin it in the head.
Nah.
Or is that more of a Torque-style move?
That is more of a Torque-style thing. There we go. We'll go Wrathful Thunder.
Wrathful Thunder!
Rah, and it swings down in a crack-a-thoom. All right. So, 13 would be 22 plus... Still 4. So, 26 versus AC.
One less, isn't it?
That's sure. Why? What? Oh, because I'm lost. I didn't save, so I forgot about the minus 2. So, 20...
No. What? You did save, but your...
Oh, that's right. You're right.
That goes away, so that's...
So, 25 okay. Versus AC.
Hits.
Awesome.
Weapon.
Meh. Minimum damage. Just make sure. Up there. 4 plus 9 would be 13, so 6.
6.
And thunder damage, and he is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Nice.
Conditions. Yay.
Okay.
I don't think the daze is really going to affect him all that much.
Yeah, but you combine it with the confused.
It'll give you combat advantage against him.
True. All right, I'll go ahead and end my turn and try this save once again.
Okay.
Yes!
Yay!
Top of the round. This is turn 7, incidentally, if you are curious.
Wow. All right.
Is this the longest combat we've ever done?
No. I think the last time we faced a dragon was a long time. Again, my dancing cobra attack. That will be 19 plus 12 is 32.
That'll hit.
Plus the 1 plus the additional 2 versus reflex 1d10. That's 14 damage. Okay. I'm sorry, 14 plus 5, 19 damage. Because my Centered Fury of Blows kicks in. Does anybody want me to slide this guy anywhere?
No.
Okay.
As long as he doesn't move, he's fine where he's at. Because you three have him flanked.
Yep.
He's standing in my fire.
Okay.
And none of you guys are in the fire.
Okay.
Okay.
That is the end of my turn.
Cool. Torque.
Hello. My name is Torque. Welcome to Torque-der-Peace Theater.
Hit him as hard as you can.
Hit him. Hit him hard.
How injured is this thing, do you think?
It's bloodied.
Pretty hurt, I hope.
I imagine it's probably 3/4 of its way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So hit him as hard as you can.
As hard as I can?
Yes, whatever your highest damage attack that you have left is.
Let's see what I have that's a high damage account. I have one weapon plus strength. I have one weapon plus strength. I have one weapon plus strength. Or I have a small tootly song that I like to play when I hit someone for one weapon plus strength. Okay, is there any advantage? No. Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't have
to. Reaping strike in the face.
Okay.
Ooh, better die. 16 plus 14, 30 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. 3 plus 7. Do I have any bonus to damage?
Not currently, no.
I'm going to make some up, and I'm going to say 10 points.
So 10 points?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He is marked.
Okay.
I don't have any minor actions. I have used my thingy. We did that today, right?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Which thingy?
My action point.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm done.
All right, I have a power that would deal damage to all creatures adjacent to him as well.
No!
But it's the most damage I've got left.
No!
How much damage will it do to us?
A d6 plus 8.
Do it.
It's fine by me. I haven't. The only damage I've taken was when I walked through the fire.
You're going to bloody me.
Fiery bolt. Or not. 17 versus reflex.
No.
Did you add one?
Yes.
Oh.
I also added the 2 from you dazing him. Well, that's lame. This is your fault, Brian. I hope he kills you because of this.
What else?
Say go.
Okay. Dragon.
9 damage.
Nice. He's starting to get tired of his butt getting burnt.
Too bad.
And he is dazed. So he will just take 3 attacks on Torque. So that's all he can do.
Could he, and again, without going into why he can take multiple attacks, could he take 1 attack on each of us? Or do all 3 of those attacks have to go against one person? Not that I'm suggesting you attack each of us, but I was just curious.
He probably wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I'll just tell you the way that this is written. It's called Dragon's Fury. The dragon makes 2 attacks. If the dragon hits a single target with both attacks, it makes a bite attack against the same target.
All right.
So it could spread out both of those attacks,
mm-hmm.
but if it hits the same guy twice, then it gets a third one.
All right.
For the combo. So, we'll try this one.
Torque might also want to maybe not mark now.
And
how hurt he is.
Attack on Torque number 1.
Duck.
It's going to be a 25 versus AC.
Eh, crap cakes.
For 9 damage.
Aha, I ducked.
Attack number 2. It's going to be a 29 versus AC.
Why would you pause there?
Try a different duck.
For 6 damage.
Okay.
And attack number 3 will be a 22 versus AC.
Ha!
See? That's the good one.
No!
Okay.
Negative! Niet! Nada!
He's really got to learn the whole swipe, swipe, not stomp, stomp.
Yeah.
Ninguna tenemos en el spaco! Okay.
Now he's going to try to save against dazed. He saves!
Boo-boo.
Yay, solo.
Well, that was till the end of my next turn.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. Never mind then. He would have saved any dang ways. Albrecht.
Bonk.
Okay.
Do you have bonk?
I am undazed now.
He does have a hammer.
Oh, okay.
And we shall go hammer, with
right? Yeah.
Hammer of the Gods.
Come on, drive our ships to new lands.
Yep. That'll be 25 plus 3 would be 28 versus AC.
Hits.
Yes. Now I shall throw in Divine Strength, so weapons on. Okay, an ally within 10. So Torque, get 3 temporary hit, or no, 3 hit points.
Can I see,
3 hit points.
Can I see your feats real quick?
I got some hit. I got some hit.
I think that actually comes from a magic item if you're looking for that thingy. Or,
what's the thing that allows you to use to have to use this of?
That's the feat. Yeah,
was there not versatile channeler?
Yeah,
this gives you another class as channel divinity.
Oh,
power.
Another class. Oh, dang
right.
it!
Right, so you already use your channel divinity.
And dang it! Thought I had 2 uses.
Nope, you just get more options.
All right, then. Instead, I'll burn the daily of my gauntlets and have an extra 10 radiance happen to them on top of my... Yeah. 16 radiant damage, so 26 total.
Okay.
And when any ally hits the target before the start of my next turn, the target takes 1d6 extra radiant damage.
Nice.
That's the case. Maybe I should be putting Recovery Strike on.
Okay. What else?
I'll stand here and keep swinging at him so he don't swing at me.
Okay. Top of the round, 7 L's wise.
Once again, and I keep using Dancing Cobra because it has the most
An
damage.
An awesome name.
Plus it has the most damage. So.
All right.
Oh, 18 nice. Plus 12 is 30 plus 2 for flanking, 32 versus reflex.
Plus 1.
Plus 1
plus
from
one,
less.
33.
That hits.
All
right. I help.
5 plus 8 is 13, plus an additional 5 for my center fury of blows is
18
total.
Okay.
Plus 3 radiant.
Plus 3 radiant. Yes, 21 damage.
Oh, does he take an extra d10 of radiant damage every
d6.
Time? D6. Oh, d6 of radiant damage.
Every time he gets hit.
So does he get hit twice because...
No.
Okay.
Just the flurry of blows is an effect.
Just a damage, okay.
What else?
That's it.
Okay,
Torque. Stay there.
Hello. All right, so we have this dragon-y thing. Now, back in the day, you used to be able to do things like chop off their wings or something.
Uh-huh.
Is that a bad idea?
Sounds like a great special effect.
See? Translation, whatever. Just what's your attack, stupid? Okay.
No, translation, go ahead and describe it. It's not going to have any actual implications.
But then he won't be able to fly anymore.
Right.
Ah!
Without taking an attack of opportunity.
I'm going to attempt to use my Reaping Strike to defenestrate him.
Okay.
Which I think means cut off his wing.
Yeah, that's not what it means. But go ahead and roll it.
20! Woo!
Not 20?
Yes.
Note the giggling. Yes.
Well, that could mean anything.
All right, add it up.
Hey, man, after 2 threes, 2 ones, and a 5, I'm just happy to have damage.
We don't know what could have crawled up his shorts.
Okay. So, we got the Framistat and the thing, and I'll need my 12. 3, 2, 1. That's 6.
18,
plus
25.
12, plus 7 is 25. In the face!
And 2 radiant.
Torque. 2 radiant. Torque leaps into action using his mighty battle axe, kicking on the little switch that makes it go like the Norelco razor that a Santa Claus on it, and he leaps at the creature's wing, attempting to sever the wing at the ball joint of the elbow.
Well, you definitely do some work towards that. He is not happy. What else?
Then I say, ha!
You are so marked. I might even throw in a biznatch.
Oh, that's what I should.
Excellent. I hear people mumbling in the background.
Sorry.
Do not have any minors. I'm going to call that good.
Okay.
He is marked.
Yes, he is. Ket.
What wing is hanging by a thread?
Eyes of the Vestige. +27 versus Will.
Did you add one?
Oh, wait, no. 25 versus Will.
25 versus Will. That'll hit.
Yay. D6. Let's reroll that. 6 plus 8 is 4. No, plus 7 is 13 fire damage.
You want to throw curse radiant. Damage.
And then I'll throw curse
and damage. Then add the radiant in it with it.
3 more. So 16 plus 6 is 22.
And kay. 5. So Torque hates you.
He's down!
Yay!
No.
Deadly breath.
No, I wanted him to drop to my fire.
Is nope. This the point when he explodes?
Nope. He just... basically, the blast from Ket just pings him right on the side, and he starts kind of wheezing, can't really catch his breath. He got pretty... You know, the chop to the wings, actually, mostly the damage from it, mostly just cracked a lot of his ribs. So he kind of tips over to one side and then just thump. And then a second later, thump, his big ass head hits the ground as well.
Is he still alive?
I don't know. Is he still alive?
Does he really have an ass for a head?
Yeah, I'm going to keep him alive.
Okay.
I'd say, considering that this is the child of the person that we've come to see, and we don't know her intentions about him.
All right. Wow, what an exciting, exciting time. Long show. We went long this time because a couple of people were going, some of your encounters just, I don't like them split up over a couple of episodes. So
really?
I'd rather have a long episode than have you guys actually have time to catch your breath before you record more episodes. So we gave you this entire... 2-hour session of dragon fighting. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We're going to get out of here, and when we come back next week, we will talk about the repercussions of killing the dragon of Tiamat. So until
or
then,
did we?
Yes, exactly. So until then, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Program so good, it's like you're there!